At its peak in the 1990s, the dog racing industry ran 5 tracks in Wisconsin, at Hudson, Wisconsin Dells, Kaukauna, Lake Geneva, and Kenosha. But because of greater competition from casinos, economic downturns, and other reasons, the tracks have been closing. For the last few years, Dairyland at Kenosha has been the only place in Wisconsin that you can hear greyhounds howling as they prepare to chase the mechanical rabbit. As the dogs take their last few sprints around the Dairyland track, some regular customers say they're sorry to see it all end.
Probably nobody's been here more than I have in 19 and a half years. Probably around 200 to 300 times a year I come here.
That's Mario Bonifiglio of Kenosha, who says he's done okay as a gambler at Dairyland.
I can't be losing too much, and my wife would have thrown me out by now.
Bonifiglio says when the track closes, he'll just watch more local sporting events. After the final post-time call tomorrow night, about 180 people at Dairyland will lose their jobs. Some dog track kennel owners, like Tom Thomas, may go out of business. Thomas says he's upset that last month President Barack Obama didn't approve a plan by the Menominee Indian Tribe to buy Dairyland and reopen it as an entertainment complex that includes a high-stakes casino and dog track.
He had the big meeting with the Indian councils from all over the country, and they were going to do everything to help the Indians, which in turn would help us.
But even if the Obama administration someday would approve the Menominee's plan, it isn't certain that dog racing would return. Menominee Project Director Eric Olson says the tribe would have to see if it was viable.
There's always a chance that we could bring dog racing back, but dog racing, it's a pretty tough business right now.
The Kenosha City Council and Kenosha County Board decided last week to extend local agreements with the Menominee for another 15 months. And the Menominee have asked a federal court to throw out a Bush administration decision that blocked the off-reservation casino plan. But while the legal process grinds on, there's a more immediate question of what to do with the hundreds of dogs still at Dairyland. Here at the adoption center that Dairyland runs, a few dozen dogs in cages wait for new homes. Track General Manager Bill Apgar says kennel owners have been given financial incentives to place the greyhounds in their own homes, adoptive homes, or at other dog tracks by early February.
By February 5th, if there are still greyhounds sitting back there waiting to be properly placed, those kennels will be allowed to remain in the compound until they properly place their animals.
The State of Wisconsin Gaming Division says it will sign off on the next plan for each dog at Dairyland and will have a state veterinarian at the track until all the dogs are gone. Dog adoption groups also say they think all the Dairyland greyhounds will find new homes. But the groups say they worry about homeowners having fewer places to return adopted dogs that don't pan out. And the groups say with a nationwide shrinking of the greyhound industry, dogs that wind up at tracks in Iowa or southern states may not have very long before they're unwanted. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha.